I moved to the Mat-Su Valley in 1983. I was a young school teacher in search of romance and adventure. And if you're curious, yes, I found both, plus a career. Since then, there have been a lot of changes inside the Mat-Su borough. People, infrastructure, needs, and hopes. What are they? Who are they? What is their story? And how do they fit in with the new Mat-Su? That's how the idea for a radio program dedicated to sharing the stories of people who live here came about. Their story. Mat-Su stories in the first person. I'm Emily Forstner, host and moderator. Today's story, aging women who don't sit still. Mat-Su Health Foundation puts out a regular community health needs assessment. In their 157-page report for 2019, worked to hear every voice. Hearing Every Voice is the title of the Foundation's third extensive report. It outlines the complex and layered needs for Mat-Su residents. The Health Foundation, one of the largest nonprofits in the state now, works so that every person, no matter what, no matter who, has the opportunity for a healthy life in the Mat-Su. Well, I'm not the same 23-year-old who arrived in Palmer 40 years ago, and I'm not proud. A lot has changed, not just my age. According to Hearing Every Voice, even the median age, though, of Mat-Su residents has increased from being 27 years old when I arrived to 35 years now. Seems like the whole valley is growing up and out. It isn't surprising to find out the valley is getting older, but it might be surprising to find out that I soon will be part of what is now the fastest growing age group in the Mat-Su. In 1980, 4% of the population was over 65. Today, it's 12%, with an increase of 64% during the last 10 years. And by 2030, that's just 8 years, it is expected that 1 in 5 Mat-Su residents will be 60 years or older. The report Hearing Every Voice showed that the over 65 group in the Mat-Su exercised as much as all other age groups, about 55%. That makes sense when I consider that when I arrived at 23, I was looking for that active, adventurous lifestyle. So if I stayed, it only makes sense I'd still be looking for it. But I wondered, who are these gray-haired wonders who exercise as much as an 18-year-old? What is their story? What brought them here? And why did they stay? So who better to represent this active senior than a woman twice the median age, who exercises twice as much as average, a caregiver, a retired educator, and a volunteer who can be counted on to either be there or be square, from triathlons to Palmer Museum's sippin' shops. Terry Slavin.
70. I'm 70 years old as of October.
Terry's been here a long time.
1970, yeah. And then I left at one point because I was trying to get a teaching job and there were none. The pipeline was winding down, and so I came back in 1990. I guess it was 70 when I first came up, and then I left for 4 or 5 years and kept trying to come back up, and then finally came back up in 1990 when they opened Colony High School and they were hiring teachers in the valley finally again. So
tell me, what does an average day look like for you?
I get up in the morning and go to the gym for an hour and work out. A lot of it's mobility training, not as much strength, just trying to keep everything working and moving. Flexibility and mobility.
add in the time she spends outside in the afternoons, hiking, biking, or skiing?
Maybe five.
5 hours a day?
Yeah, probably about that. I go home and have breakfast and do Wordle with my husband, play with a dog, check email, and then I try to go out in the afternoon. Either I do Junior Nordic 2 days a week or go skiing with friends. Or
according to the General Accounting Office, an estimated 27% of all persons 60 years or older will likely at one point need in-home care.
My husband has a disability. He's got Parkinson's, and yeah, it's slowly getting worse, but, you know, he needs some help.
Terry says she's happy. It's a balancing act, she'll admit, but she's happy.
I read a thing recently that really made sense to me. It said a person needs three things. You need to have something that makes you feel valuable, where you're contributing. I thought, well, there's Junior Nordic. You need to do something that's fun. I thought, well, skiing is pretty fun. And then, what's the third one? Oh, God. But it was like three boxes, and I thought, well, without meaning to, I've checked all three of them. And I got to looking around me at the people that seemed pretty happy in their lives, and they'd checked all three of them. They had kind of a reason to contribute. They had something to do that was fun. I can't remember the third one.
Was it community? Was it friends?
A sense of belonging, I think. Maybe. Sounds like you belong there. Yeah. And that you can contribute. And then you have fun.
Well, and there's always Chili.
He's almost three.
Chili's her dog, which may explain Terry's good health. Pets are known to help senior citizens' health. From everything from lowering blood pressure, lowering stress, making more connections. In fact, needing to visit the doctor 21% less.
He's named after the Chilkoot Pass. Chili makes me smile. You can't look at Chili and not laugh.
According to NP Source, volunteer time now in America is worth about $28.54 an hour. Women volunteer slightly more than men, and the older you are, the more likely you are to volunteer, around 1 hour a week or 52 hours a year. Volunteering gives you almost identical benefits as to owning a pet. You add it all up, Americans contribute $228 billion of their time to our communities. And so does Terry.
I'm a coach for Junior Nordic. I have the kids that are about 10 years old. They've had 1 year of skiing, but like this year, for most of them, was the first time doing skate skiing. So it's just fun to see the next generation coming along, you know, because I think, well, if we don't get kids doing this stuff, pretty soon it'll disappear. You know, if there aren't kids doing triathlons, then maybe we won't have adults doing them. If we don't have kids in Junior Nordic, maybe we won't have high school ski teams. And then what would we really need GPRA? So it just seems like investing in the future when I do this stuff.
Ski! Junior Nordic! Junior Nordic! Let's go ski!
In 2017, at the age of 65, Terry ran the Mount Marathon. And she participates in at least one triathlon a year. The largest age group now for that challenging event of triathlon is between 40 and 49. And for extreme triathlons like the Ironman or the Lava Man that she also participated in 2017, the age group is between 50 and 60 years old.
Right. It makes it more likely I will get a ribbon. Because if there's only three people in my age group, I'm going to get a ribbon.
But Terry's sport of choice is biking.
I have lots of bikes, four bikes.
You have four bikes?
Yeah.
One dog?
Yeah. Fat biking is a lot of fun in the winter. And then I got a gravel bike, a racing bike, and a mountain bike.
And then there's hiking and skiing and getting together with all sorts of other women just like Terry. Now, you belong to a Thursday group of women, don't you?
Yeah, we go skiing or hiking for a couple hours on Thursday afternoon. It's nice.
How many women?
Oh, anywhere from 5 to 10, I'd say. There's probably 20 women on the mailing list, but, you know, people have other obligations or they're out of town. I have another group that I hike with in the summers mostly. They have a schedule. And then there's another group of hikers in Anchorage I like to go in with.
However, what do you do if you haven't lived in the Valley since 1990 and you don't have all those connections, but you still want to be active?
Groups. You can start a little meetup group if you want. And then you post that, oh, we're going to hike the Butte at Sunday at 9 a.m.
Do you do that on your own Facebook page? I mean, how do you do that?
Well, I've joined the meetup group.
Oh, there is a group called Meetup.
Well, a meetup is more like a category. And so people create, like, there's a Palmer meetup hiking group. And I'll see their stuff show up on my computer, and then I'll decide. Getting out. I think sitting in the house all the time is, there's a lot of good TV shows on, and you just got to push yourself out the door, you know, and go find something you like to do. And if there's no one already doing it, you be the one to start it.
Does living in Alaska make a person more active?
Makes me more active. When I lived in California, there were lots of things to do, but it was a long drive to get to most of them. And you wouldn't see the same people at them. And we're here, you know, I can go volunteer. Last weekend, I volunteered for the Little Sioux 50 and the Big Sioux 100. It was really fun to see all those racers and those people, you know, pushing themselves. And plus, I got to pet Martin Boozer's dogs, the puppies. I mean, I don't feel like I'm anybody special. It's like every day Saturday. You know, back when I worked and was teaching, Saturday, you know, I think, oh, what fun thing am I going to do this weekend? Nature doesn't have to be competition. People should just get out and write a poem or watch a sunset or, you know, take some photographs. It isn't all about pushing yourself. It's about enjoying and about being in the moment and being mindful. It's not, you don't have to go run a marathon, you know, to feel good.
So it's not just the activity that keeps you so young. It's really that mindset, isn't it? Do you think that takes courage, or is it just some people do that? It's a curiosity that some people have, or is it something anyone could have, that drive to keep trying?
Well, I think anytime you do something new, there's a certain amount of courage that's needed.
If Terry Slavin is any sign of the times, I don't think the Mat Su needs to worry about the aging population. This older generation may just be the lead dog into the future we need.
Well, I think if you never stop, you just keep going. You know, you can just keep doing things if you don't ever stop doing them.
Do you have a story that needs to be told about living in the Mat Su? Or do you know of someone who does? We're looking to share the stories of who lives in the Valley, but may be overlooked. Second language English speakers, couch surfers, caregivers, the volunteer who makes the difference. Your story. Our stories. The stories that are best told in the first person. Contact manager at rfp.org to get started on Big Cabbage Radio, where we build, inform, and celebrate community through local radio. That's it for now. Until next time, stay safe and stay well.